Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
Today, we're covering the Bozeman Downtown Business Improvement District Board meeting from July 15, 2026, where the board heard two presentations, one on the Bozeman Creek Vision Plan and another on downtown parking data and a forthcoming parking vision plan.
After approving April meeting minutes on a 4-0 vote, the board moved into a presentation from Assistant City Manager John Henderson on the Bozeman Creek Vision Plan. This project, a commission priority since 2024, aims to mitigate flood hazards through downtown, improve water quality, expand trail access, and support economic vitality along the creek corridor. The city is working with consultant Port Urbanism and a local group called See Bozeman Creek, and is targeting commission adoption of the plan in December.
Henderson walked the board through updated floodplain modeling that goes beyond the current FEMA 100-year floodplain to account for climate change impacts, what Henderson described as roughly a 125-year flood scenario. The expanded floodplain covers more structures downtown, though Henderson noted this modeling is not regulatory and not recognized by FEMA.
Among the concepts generated from public input, Henderson emphasized these were bottom-up from the public. The most discussed was daylighting Bozeman Creek along South Rouse Avenue from Main Street to Olive Street, converting that right-of-way into a greenway with exposed creek channel. Another concept involves diverting floodwater through Mill Ditch near Pete's Hill. Henderson called that one of the higher priority projects, noting that 21 or 22 culverts and bridges under Main Street are undersized and contribute to surface flooding. He cautioned that Montana water rights law may prevent maintaining year-round flow in Mill Ditch, saying the team learned just the day before that it's unlikely we're going to be able to provide perennial flow in Mill Ditch because of water rate issues.
Board member Ileana Inderland raised concerns about parking loss at City Hall and vehicle access on South Rouse for emergency services, Bogart Park users, and the swimming pool. Henderson said a parking structure near City Hall was under consideration and that the Rouse concept between Olive and Babcock needs more exploration. He noted these are concepts, not designs, at this stage.
Board member Mark Cakey pressed Henderson on aligning the project to qualify for federal grants, calling it at its foundation a flood control project where big money would come from federal programs. Henderson said the project is written into the Gallatin County Hazard Mitigation Plan as required for FEMA applications, and added he could not envision a future where the project goes to bond or public vote. Board member Susan Neubauer raised long-term maintenance costs as a factor that needs to be built into planning. The next public open house is August 8 at SLAM.
Architect Ken VanderWaal offered public comment, supporting much of the plan, but raising concerns about the Mill Ditch concept potentially requiring removal of trees along its corridor. He suggested a hybrid approach, combining reservoir storage, pocket wetlands, and partial Mill Ditch diversion, and urged the city to prioritize publicly owned property before investing in private land. He also flagged accessibility challenges with a proposed bridge over railroad tracks and suggested routing through the Inderland Preserve instead.
The board then heard from McLaren of Indigo West Consulting on downtown parking. The firm, hired by the Downtown Urban Renewal District in partnership with the city, collected data and surveyed more than 1,300 people to understand perceptions and sentiments about parking. Key findings: downtown Bozeman saw 1.3 million unique U.S. visitors in 2025, with out-of-state visitors comprising 74%. Since 2019, out-of-state visitors are up 22%, while Montana visitors are down 20%. Local visitation has held steady, but has not kept pace with the area's 14 to 17% population growth.
On parking citations, 58% of overtime violations went to Bozeman area residents, despite locals making up only 11% of unique visitors. Among survey respondents, 51% of downtown employees reported difficulty finding legal parking, and 77% of all respondents said adding more parking spots is important. Business Improvement District staff member Ellie framed the coming parking vision plan as our action plan, a document with city and downtown support that would guide changes from employee parking programs to long-term infrastructure. KK urged the plan to function as an action plan rather than another vision document, saying, "We've been envisioning for a long time."
The board's August 19th meeting will include a discussion on building heights and transitions with community development staff ahead of the City Commission's August 25th meeting on that topic. This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy.